In just indignation, he went out into the hall, which consisted of a little corridor, at the end of which was a door into the entry, and saw his servant surrounded by a good-sized group of lackeys of all sorts, a mixed rabble from outside, as well as from the flats of the house. Petrushka was telling something, the others were listening. Apparently the subject of the conversation, or the conversation itself, did not please Mr. Goliadkin. He promptly called Petrushka and returned to his room, displeased and even upset.
"That beast would sell a man for a halfpenny, and his master before anyone," he thought to himself. "And he has sold me, he certainly has. I bet he has sold me for a farthing.
Well, they've brought the livery, sir."
"Put it on and come here."
When he had put on his livery, Petrushka, with a stupid smile on his face, went into his master. His costume was incredibly strange. He had on a much-worn green livery, with a frayed gold braid on it, apparently made for a man a yard taller than Petrushka. In his hand he had a hat, trimmed with the same gold braid and with a feather in it, and at his hip hung a footman's sword in a leather sheath.